students have hit, bullied, or taunted fellow classmates. These children believe it's okay to hit or threaten a person who angers them. Bullying is like torture to some kids. Let's stop the hatred. This message is from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest didn't call in, so it's open lines, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But what we had scheduled this morning was Agenda 21, the master plan, the diabolical plan for the 21st century. It is the agenda for the 21st century. It is laid out by the elite that rules America, and, of course, using the environment as a background and a justification. It is an effort to take over control of every aspect of our society. That certainly is to take over our private property. After all, people can't use their property properly. It's contaminating the atmosphere. It's contaminating every aspect of our society. Certainly, we've got to limit the right of people to have property, because they won't use it as they should to further the green agenda. And the green agenda is being utilized to justify control over every aspect of our lives. Now, one of the greatest frauds of all time is global warming. Oh, yes, this mankind's activity that is causing global warming, and after all, burning fossil fuels has increased the CO2 level dramatically. And because the CO2 level is going up, of course, we are trapping sunlight, and that's why we have global warming. And eventually, it's going to get so hot, certainly mankind and animals and plant life won't be able to exist. And nobody questions. Every scientist, every responsible scientist in America believes in global warming. And that's what you'll learn if you go to the controlled media. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, the media is rigidly controlled. Well, before I go on, it's open line. I have nothing planned, so I want to hear from you. Our number here is 1-877-996-4327, extension 149. Or if you want to call in, it's 877-254-7524. If you want to call in, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, but one of the greatest frauds of all time is global warming. First of all, is there global warming? Well, it was up until about 15 years ago. They've been gradually having global warming going back to the 1600s. Now, you must understand, it's been much, much warmer in centuries past than it is today. In fact, or did you ever wonder why Greenland was called Greenland? Greenland is called Greenland because at one time it was green. 1,000 years ago, in the year 1000, why they grew grapes in Greenland. They grew all sorts of things where you needed a very, very warm climate. And then about 1,000, it began to gradually cool. And by 1300, why people were forced to leave Greenland because it was getting too cold. And you couldn't grow crops, and of course it progressed into the great ice caps that they have in Greenland. But about 1600, while the temperature worldwide began to reverse itself, began to increase about 1 degree every 100 years. And so basically we were getting warmer until the late 1900s. When about 15 years ago, we began cooling again, well, just about at the beginning of the year 2000. And basically, it's at least staying fairly stable. Now, you will hear over and over again the lie that the science has finally decided that there is global warming. Every responsible scientist, says that the human activity is causing global warming. And look at the skyrocketing levels of CO2. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know how much CO2 there is in the atmosphere? 400th of 1%. It's gone from 300th of 1% to 0.004%, and they call that skyrocketing? Do you honestly believe that an increase of 0.001% is creating all the problems? And basically, then there's Dr. Art Robinson. Art's been my friend for 30 years, and he has a petition. You can go up on the Internet, see it. 30,000 scientists. 30,000 scientists have signed this petition that says there is no scientific evidence that human activity has influenced global warming. And 9,000 of those are climate scientists. 9,000 of them. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all a lie. But when you control the media, you control reality, and they do. There's a diabolical conspiracy today to control the media and control what the American people read, hear, see, and believe. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. It's open lines. We have nothing prepared. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. 877-254-7524. And basically, we're talking about this fraud of global warming that is being utilized today, for instance, to change your use of electricity. Oh, my goodness, why they have to burn fossil fuels to create electricity. And, of course, we can't have a nuclear power plant. Why, look and see what happened in Fukushima. Why did you have a problem in Fukushima? Because they wouldn't let them reprocess the fuel rods. And they kept them on the third floor. France gets 80% of their electricity from nuclear fuel. Did you know that? A France that they reprocessed their fuel rods were not allowed to. Did you know that? Why don't we reprocess our nuclear fuel rod so they can be utilized again and we can cut down on the use of necessity of mining more in the way of uranium? Very simply because they wanted a crisis. They don't want a solution. They want to justify controlling every aspect of our lives. So Japan, of course, we keep our troops in Japan. Japan is occupied, as it was immediately after World War II. We have over 30,000 troops permanently stationed in Japan. The Japanese go to the polls every 4 years and vote for the candidates of our choice. We appoint their governments. Their governments do what they're told to. And, of course, one of the things is, in Japan, even though they'd like to reprocess the fuel rod, they're not allowed to. So they kept the fuel rods on the third floor, and when whatever happened in Fukushima happened, and there's a gigantic tidal wave, they cut off the electricity, or when one way or another stopped fueling the, or cooling the fuel rods that were kept underwater there, and this, of course, resulted in the problems that we see today in Japan. And then they're using that then to justify stopping development of nuclear plants in America. Our telephone number is 877-547-5524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. You're invited to join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2014 on Monday, April the 14th, at the Ramada Plaza Hotel in North Glen. You have your choice of a delicious lamb or turkey entree. Adults are $36, children 9 through 12 are $20, children 6 through 9 are $18, and children under 5 are free. Deadline for making your reservations is Friday, April the 4th. Call 1-800-205-6245 and make your reservation for Passover now. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060. Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, certified master herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free new vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's open lines this morning. Number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. It's open lines. Our guest didn't show up. So we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Give us a call. But I'm simply talking about this fraud of global warming. And basically, you'll see this over and over again repeated. You know, certainly, it is a general consensus among all scientists, climate scientists agree, global warming is a reality. What are you going to do with the 9,000 scientists who says the fraud? Why, very simply, certainly, they control the media. They repeat the lie over and over and over and over again. How do they control the media? Well, there's six major corporations. There's AOL, Time Warner. They've split up, but they still work closely together. The Bertelsmann, a German corporation. Viacom, a foreign corporation, controls CBS. Disney controls ABC. The Comcast has over 1,200 radio stations. They control NBC, and then, of course, you have Rupert Murdoch, who is an Australian, but he controls certainly the Wall Street Journal and Fox Media and the London Times. Basically, they control over 90% of the media in the United States. And they all tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Trilateral Commission, and the Council on Foreign Relations. And they largely control what the American people hear, read, see, and ultimately, what the American people believe. The media is rigidly controlled. And if you want to establish a dictatorship, just as they did in Hitler's Germany, you control the media and the people. Their reality is controlled by the media. And that's just what's happening in the United States today. Beautifully covered in a book we carry called The New Media Monopoly, written by Professor Ben Bagdikian. Now, Professor Bagdikian is a liberal professor. He's spent 30 years studying the media. Since he's a liberal, he believes the right wing controls the media. But then the right wing believes that left wing controls the media. They all are wrong. It is the Brotherhood of Darkness that controls the media. There's a myriad of secret and covert organizations we talk about, how they work behind the scenes, and of course are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, and they are doing everything they can to destroy Christianity. Because, of course, there are powerful Luciferian forces behind this. In fact, what you're seeing carried out today is a massive worldwide Luciferian movement, the fulfillment of this age-old plan to create a one-world government where you'll neither buy nor sell, yes, you wear the mark of the beast, or to be known by the number of his name. In other words, this cashless society we're seeing unfolding today. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. But basically, Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century, is a total fraud. So the global warming is a total fraud, and yet they're using it to bring in smart meters. What's the purpose of smart meters? Oh, we're running out of electricity. And basically, first we have to control when you use your electricity. And if you don't do your laundry in the middle of the night when there's not much demand for electricity, why your cost of electricity is going to skyrocket. And that's what they've done all across America. Is to skyrocket the cost of electricity. We have smart meters. We have smart grid. We are moving into smart appliances. so that they can monitor, and there'd be a computer, a chip in every one of your appliances, even those you're buying now, have chips in them so they can monitor what you're doing in your home. Our number is 877-254-7524. We have a caller who's on the line, and what would you like to talk about?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Karen in Denver. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and how about you?
Well, thank you. Thank you. I wanted to briefly comment and perhaps get your take on a story that I heard the other day concerning the Palestinians and more demands, recent demands that they placed upon the Israelis. I'm wondering if, A, you've heard about that, and B, if you think that there's truly ever any sort of resolution. It seems as though there are new demands every week.
Well, what specific demands are you speaking of?
The most recent were the release of, I guess it's gone from perhaps 20 or so Palestinian prisoners to 1,200. There is more development that's taking place in near the Gaza Strip, Israeli development that they would like stopped. There were a few more very bold requests that were made. This was early this week that I heard the news on that, and just kind of wondered what the... I don't know the history of the Palestinians, but I do know that the land on which they live is not promised to them.
Well, this whole thing is staged, in my opinion. I mean, basically, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. I mean, who was it who put Abbas in power there? I mean, he was the selected Palestinian people. We put him in power, and basically, we control both sides. We control Netanyahu. Did you know that Netanyahu was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations at one time? That Netanyahu was a furniture salesman when he was picked out by Kissinger and a few others to lead Israel. And basically, it's all a game. Basically, control that area. And basically, one of these days, it'll be a terrible, terrible war there. I think it's not a matter of if, but when it's going to come about. And basically, on one hand, the Palestinians are saying, look, you promised not to build any more settlements. You're going ahead building them. And the Israelis are saying, well, we're going to keep building the settlement, you know, unless you make these concessions to us. And both sides are being manipulated. The Israeli people are being manipulated. The Palestinian people are being manipulated. If we believe what we're told, and I hope you don't, but basically, of course, there's this conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelis, and the Palestinians are making demands for, you know, the release of 1,200 prisoners, 1,200 Palestinians who've been involved in terrorist activities, and many of them actually are murderers. So why do they want those? Why would they have them released? Well, basically, because an awful lot of the Palestinian people don't want to be involved in terrorism. So unless they can get these people back from prison, well, you're not going to be able to have terrorism. And the reason that the Israelis released them is so that we can have this terrorism, so they can have the conflict there, so people can see this conflict between the Israeli people and the Palestinian people. The people, most of them, would like to live in peace. Oh, but, of course, they're not going to have an opportunity to. And I really fear for the Palestinian people. I think there's going to be a great slaughter here before long. And the Israelis are going to have no alternative. The Israelis are put into an impossible situation. And I believe it's all being manipulated. And I believe God has a purpose and plan in this whole thing. He hasn't consulted me. I don't understand everything that's happening, but I do believe that even though there are many, many wicked people who are behind bringing the Jews back to Palestine, I believe God wanted them there at this time in history. And if you believe the Bible, why you read about these terrible wars that are coming to that area, either the Bible is accurate or it isn't. I mean, there's no place in between. I mean, it's not, well, sort of accurate or maybe accurate. It's either accurate or not. And If you read the scriptures, you hear about the terrible slaughters that are going to occur after the Jews return to the Holy Land. They have so much of what's going on. If you look at it logically, it doesn't make sense. If you look at it from the point of view that this is all orchestrated, it does make sense. Otherwise, I would be totally confused. I think this is orchestrated, and I think we're moving towards a terrible, terrible war there, and I fear that, you know, we're going to be talking about the slaughter of literally probably several million of the Palestinian people.
My goodness. That makes more sense. I thank you, and I really appreciate your wisdom and insight, and just had a burning question about it since hearing the news report, which I don't, as you just indicated, don't believe mainstream media for one second, and I actually go to the American Freedom Network for all my news, so I really appreciate the answer. I don't understand it all either, but you are absolutely correct. It is in God's plan, and we'll know in time, I suppose.
And unless we understand the Bible, unless we read the Bible, and you read Revelation 6, 8. Now, please don't think I put myself up as a Bible scholar, and I'm not. I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon who does talk radio. But if you read Revelation 6, 8, and you see the terrible war that's coming over there, and 25% of the population of the world is going to be killed. Now, where that is, whether that's all over the world or that's the Middle East, I don't know. But then, of course, you go from that, and then you get up to Revelation, you know, 8 and 9 and 10. Why, you're talking another third of the population of the world is going to be killed off. I think we're on the edge of some terrible, terrible times. And what really frightens me is the fact that America is a post-Christian nation. We were a Christian nation, and the good people have allowed the wicked people to take over, and they are in charge today. And you know, when this next war comes, I fear it's going to affect America. We did not have any terrible damage to this country in World War One or in World War Two. Yes, we lost a lot of brave and courageous soldiers, but those wars were totally orchestrated by these same diabolical forces. I don't know, have you had a chance to read my book? Have you ever read it or heard my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness?
I've read the Brotherhood of Darkness, yes.
All right, fine.
Read, of course.
The World War II was orchestrated, World War One was orchestrated, and but America as a nation was not terribly affected. Yes, we lost 400,000 soldiers in World War II, and several, probably a million that were wounded, at least a million. But it did not affect the population here. I fear that this next war is going to affect this, especially because America has turned against God. And when a nation turns against God, God does bring judgment. And if I didn't have faith in the Lord, I'd be scared to death. But I figure that He's kept me here. He's kept me here for a purpose that, as long as I'm in His will, why, I have nothing to fear. And I don't think anybody else out there who has a personal relationship with the Lord does. But for the rest of the people, really, I really fear for them.
This is true. Thank you again, Dr. Stan, and I'm going to sign off for now and keep listening. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. Our telephone number is 877-254. 877-254, or right here, give us a call because we have open lines and we have nothing prepared. So it's 877-254-7524. But the scenario you're seeing over there in the Middle East, I think, is a prelude to a terrible war that's coming. How soon it's coming, I don't know, but I think it's not too long. And of course, basically now they're keeping our attention focused on the Ukraine, that whole situation was so orchestrated. Remember that the Ukraine suddenly was under the control of the communists. The fellow was in charge, Yanukovych, suddenly he was the president, and he was pro-Soviet. So he gets overthrown. How does he get overthrown? Well, the United States spends $5 billion destabilizing the Ukraine. And they overthrow the government there, and they bring in a fascist regime, and they're giving the Nazi salute. And then, of course, the Russians they take over the Crimea, the people vote. They want to be associated with that. They don't want to be associated with the right wing. But, ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing is once again orchestrated. Because the new government there, despite everything you hear, the new government that's coming into place is pro-Soviet. But they're focusing our attention there, so we're not going to be watching what's happening in the whole event. Our number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Number is Blue.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Did you see the size of that commission? That certainly was a large commission. Where's the gold? It's a very, very big commission. Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free New Vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Well, Dr. Dan here, and one of those mornings when you don't have a guest, and so give us a call, open line, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. So give us a call, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. But remember, everything that's going on over in the Middle East is manipulated, and certainly right now they're focusing our attention on the threat there, certainly in the Ukraine, and supposedly while some of the people in the cities there in the eastern part of Ukraine, now that the Crimea has been split off and aligned with Russia, suddenly some of the Russians in the cities in eastern Ukraine are demonstrating because they want to go along, back under Russian control. They honestly believe this is a lie that the fascist element has taken over the Ukraine, and they're all being manipulated. Everybody's being manipulated, but they're focusing our attention there. And then, of course, John Kerry made the statement in the last 48 hours that certainly within 2 months, by July, Iran will have the ability or will have enough nuclear material to build a bomb. I think they probably already have a bomb. I think that they've had bombs for a long time. I was told almost 20 years ago by a key person in the Republican Party, the consultant for research for the Republicans, that at that time the Iranians had that nuclear weapon, small ones that bought on the market. And you can go out if you've got enough money and buy nuclear weapons here, there, and elsewhere. I don't think that the Pakistanis wouldn't sell one, or that somebody wouldn't sell a nuclear weapon if you put up enough money. I believe Iran has it. Now, whether there's going to be a war between Israel and Iran, between Israel and Syria, there's talk about Turkey attacking Syria. I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know that something is going to happen. We have killed, your tax money has killed 150,000 people in Syria. When was the last time you heard about what happened in Benghazi, where four people were killed, four Americans were killed in Benghazi? We've had all sorts of congressional investigations, congressional hearings. Four Americans were killed. 150,000 Syrian civilians have been killed, but we'll just throw what else. Let's see what happened at the baseball game. Ladies and gentlemen, do you think God is going to honor a country that is responsible for the death of 150,000 Syrian civilians, that millions have lost their homes, and several millions of the Syrians are living today in relocation camps? Because we're financing this whole war over there. But basically, the group of evil people who control Washington, D.C., are destabilizing Syria. And this is all part and parcel of the plan, a prelude to the war that's coming. Our number is 877-254-7524. Who do we have on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. A change of topic, please. I'd like to talk about the Fukushima radiation. I've been listening to Coast at night, and I'm telling you, it sounds like it's absolutely horrible. All the fish, everything coming in the Western Ocean there along California is all polluted. Nobody's even checking it. I guess Canada did for a while. They sent some shipments back, but I understand they're not doing it anymore. And I think I heard on either Howard Reel or Alex Jones yesterday that some little seventh grader did a test out there for a classroom project and found everything's polluted. So if somebody's got more information than me on this pollution.
Well, now tell me about the pollution. What is being polluted?
The Fukushima radiation from the Japanese blow up of their.
Oh, you're talking about Fukushima now.
It's still feeding in billions of gallons of polluted water into the ocean every day, and it's getting worse. And I understand that they built them so close together that they can't hardly get in there to work on the ones that are bad. And if they go, everything goes. I think I'll get off and hope. Hopefully somebody will call in who knows more about this Fukushima radiation. But I think we're all in trouble. Evidently, they tested the rain in St. Louis, Missouri, and it had cesium-127 or something in it. So it's everywhere. We've got to do something about it. We've got to warn people not to eat the fish and make Japan be responsible and get down to the real answer about how this happened, you know.
Well, it happened because we wouldn't let the Japanese recirculate their fuel rods. And then they stored them on the third floor. You would think, you know, if there was any question about storing fuel rods, you put them on the basement or someplace.
One night, and the last words out of one of the scientists was, that's a hell of a way to boil water. And I agree. I think nuclear energy is just so dangerous, and I know you like it, but I think it's too dangerous to mankind over the long term, you know? Anyway, I'll get off, and hopefully somebody else has time to call in. Thank you.
All right. Our number is 877-254. 7524-877-254. If you're out there, do you have any thoughts at all on Fukushima? We're told, of course, that there's going to be increased radiation here on the West Coast where I live. We're told there already is in a few places increased radiation, but there's no really evidence that it came from Fukushima. But, of course, remember, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of the Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion. That'll determine what the future will bring. Is there really a threat, or are we once again being manipulated? I'd like to know what you think on this or any other subject, because it's open lines. My telephone number is 877-254-7524. We're told that a great tide of radioactive material is moving under the ocean slowly but progressively towards the West Coast here, and the West Coast is going to have suddenly a dramatic increase in radiation. And the inference is, of course, that every aspect of our society is going to be devastated by the radiation, but, of course, the Pacific Ocean is a pretty large ocean, and suddenly they talk about all the contaminated water being put into the bay there at Fukushima. Is this good enough to contaminate the entire Pacific Ocean, Indian Ocean, and all the oceans, of course, flowing together? I have serious questions about a lot of the things going on today. It's very difficult to get the truth. Why? Because the media is controlled, ladies and gentlemen. And our reality is controlled by the people who control the media. They create our fears. They create the things that we like and enjoy. They create our reality, and we laugh when we're supposed to laugh. We cry when we're supposed to cry. We're fearful when we're supposed to be fearful. And you've got to live to think independent of the controlled media. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. It's open lines. 877-254-7524. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Give us a call. 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! You're invited to join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2014 on Monday, April the 14th, at the Ramada Plaza Hotel in North Glen. You have your choice of a delicious lamb or turkey entree. Adults are $36, children 9 through 12 are $20, children 6 through 9 are $18, and children under 5 are free. Deadline for making your reservations is Friday, April the 4th. Call 1-800-205-6245 and make your reservation for Passover now. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Richard! Please answer the phone!
Richard called one of those other toll dealers.
Richard! Please answer the door!
Richard gave them all their information.
Richard, you should have called Patriot! Now they'll never stop calling and sending their solicitations!
Don't be a Richard. Call the Patriot Trading Group for all your gold and silver needs at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, the last segment here is open lines, and so we want you to call in about whatever you'd like to call about. 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. What would you like to talk about this morning? Are you concerned about the economy? I am. I will tell you, Sydney, that Sydney, there's no instance where a nation has accumulated a massive debt. Remember, basically, we are providing money for countries all throughout the world. About $40 billion in foreign aid. And where do we get the money? We're having to borrow it. So we're giving money to Russia and to China and to India. Why are we giving them money? Why? Because, of course, we're buying their support. We have an input into those governments. But, of course, it's all done on borrowed money. And you can't continue living on borrowed money. Now, it works pretty well as long as the interest rates are low. But what happens when the interest rates go up and you're paying, Sydney, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10% interest on the money that you borrowed and you got, Sydney, an interest rate of, might be a debt of $17 trillion. Well, 10% would be $1,700 billion interest on the national debt every year. And we're only taking in about we're taking in the present time about I have a hard time keeping all these figures in my mind, but basically we're taking in a couple of $1 trillion a year, and basically I think they were spending about $3.5 trillion a year, and we're taking in about $2.2 trillion a year. We're going behind $1 trillion a year as far, and you can't keep doing this indefinitely. Now, they keep telling you, and you see these figures, well, it's down to $570 billion this year. But what they don't tell you is that they have all sorts of things that are off budget. And at the end of the year, you're going to find that we're much closer to $1 trillion than we are to $500 billion in new debt. It's all done with smoke and mirrors, and the Republicans are going right along with it. Oh, they talk against it, but when they get into positions of power, why they do not utilize that power? So the budget comes through the House of Representatives. Who controls the House of Representatives today and has closed? Controlled it for the last 4 years by the Republicans. So then if the Republicans control the House of Representatives and the budget has to go through there, why are we in the trouble we are? Because it's all fraudulent. Boehner and certainly many of the key people in the Republican Party are controlled by the same people who certainly control the Democratic Party. Our electoral process is fraudulent, unfortunately. They want you to think there's a right and a left, Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives, and they planted their people within the Republican Party, within the conservative movement. When you understand that, things begin to make sense. And it's happening because good people, we're still having such a good time watching television, watching football, watching baseball, because the football season isn't here now. Baseball season's certainly winding down, but basically, the sports are there, the golf is there, all the things, the entertainers are there. We have all these wonderful programs on television. Give us this, creating our reality. Ladies and gentlemen, the reality is that we are a bankrupt nation. We are a post-Christian nation, and I really fear that God is going to bring his judgment on this nation. And if you share my thought, the only thing that really is going to change this is a massive revival, and this is what I hope and pray for, and I hope you're praying for it as well. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524, if you have something you'd like to talk about. But when a nation turns against God, and all you need to do is look at the world and look past history and see how time and time again God has simply wiped out civilizations. And you look at the amazing civilizations that existed in South America under the Mayans and under the Incas. Certainly there are even civilizations underwater with magnificent buildings there and walls. But these civilizations were simply wiped out as they turned against God. And God does destroy civilizations? Can he, is he going to destroy the current civilization? We're just going to have to wait and see. But I really believe that we're heading towards a major confrontation, a major war, and whether it's, I think it's going to be starting over there in the Middle East, and whether it's a matter of weeks or months or years, there's no way to be absolutely certain. But there is one thing that is certain, and that is when a nation like America turns against God, God brings judgment on that nation. And you want to pray for America. You want to pray for revival. I said that you want to get people to understand there's a problem. The problem is life is so good. We live in the most utopian society imaginable. I mean, the prosperity we have, I mean, half of our population is a government check of some sort. Who's calling in?
Bruce from Denver.
Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, the lady called in about the pollution from Japan.
Yes.
So is the fish from the Pacific safe? Like Walmart sells fish that much of it is from the Pacific. Some of it is from China. Some of it is actually from the United States but packed in China. But is any fish from the Pacific safe?
I wouldn't have anything from over around Japan, but I really believe that I do not believe that there is sufficient contamination in the fish that coming from the certainly on the western part of the eastern part of the Pacific Ocean. In other words, I live on the Pacific Ocean. I don't think the things caught off the coast of California are contaminated.
Or Alaska.
I think that we are. I think they're scaring us to death.
Uh-huh.
And I think they focused our attention on the wrong threat. There are very real threats there, and you're not even hearing about the real threat. But this is my opinion. I'm not an expert on it, but that's my impression.
Well, fish from Alaska, is that safe?
Yes, I think it is.
Okay. All right. Okay, thanks.
And I'm ready to be corrected, but my impression is it's safe, and we're eating fish from Alaska and spot here off the coast. God bless. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up this morning's program here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. We at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. As you know, we do 5 hours of radio, 5 hours a day, and certainly 5 days a week, and we have to certainly support our radio stations. Fortunately, the American Freedom Network allows us to be on here, and we don't have to pay for it, but on our radio networks, we have in the afternoon, evening, we do have to pay for the time, and we have a lot of independent stations that do carry us as well as the network. And so if you're in a position to help us, give us a call. You can listen to our programs on the Internet, that's at RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. We have 4 hours live on the Internet, and then of course, we have 24 hours archived on the Internet. You can go back and listen to programs you have going back over many weeks, and the information, most of it, I think, is excellent, and we have some excellent guests. I think we have some of the finest guests in the country. We're privileged to have them, whether it be James Corbett coming from Japan every Monday evening, or Joel Skousen, or Dr. Cuddy, or William Grigg, Catherine Albrecht, Joyce Riley is with us once a month. Larry Pratt is with us once a month. We have some of the finest speakers, and you need to hear them. But, Chris, you can help us maintain our network by joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or by getting the various products that we carry. And we do have soap products. We have, a good line of health products. And certainly everybody, whether you get this from us or not, should be taking a magnesium supplement, should be taking vitamin D3 supplement, because vitamin D3 is so important for maintaining your immune system. And then, of course, we even carry spices. We do all of this simply to maintain so we can pay our bills at the end of every month. And for some reason or other, talking about $500,000 ministry, why we always come out a few thousand dollars one way or the other, either ahead or behind. We don't take a salary. Anything that comes in goes into the ministry so we can provide you the information you're not going to get elsewhere. The news behind the news, the story behind the story. So if you'd like to become part of our team, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs, where you can certainly listen to our radio program, where you can read our newsletters. And let me comment, we do have one new site. It's called News Around the Net. You just go on the main site, and just below where the blue banners are at the top, you'll see News Around the Net, and punch on it, and we put in all sorts of interesting things. Sometimes they're suddenly of no historic or political significance. They're just funny, whether it be Bob Hope or suddenly Jack Benny or something from the years past. We need a smile every once in a while, because so much of the news is bad. And of course, the Bob Hope I posted this morning won't be up probably for 4 or 5 days. And my son suddenly at the National Religious Broadcasting Convention, but go there, and the articles that we think are pertinent, we post, always post Michael Snyder's articles. They're always pertinent to what's going on. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. We hope you'll join the Radio Liberty family, and then pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, our business.